It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Mark Lloyd Show. I am Mark Lloyd, along with the crew, Seminole Bill and Eric over there producing, and Eric spinning the music for us here on this awesome Saturday afternoon as we inch closer and closer to college and NFL action, which is just fantastic. But we, you know what, folks? As always, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Lots of news in the sports world, plus some predictions, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun. Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
You know, with some fun topics. You know, sometimes you find yourself in the world of sports, everything being so serious. You know, last week, remember we touched on Tony Dungy and Michael Samsic? You know what I mean? There's so much of that once in a while that you just need to think, well, hang on. You know, sports is supposed to be fun, you know? So that's what it's all about. And so we're going to get into that a little bit today, too. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 2 o'clock right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jaguars. You could communicate with us. Go to MarkLloydShow.com or hit us up on Twitter at MarkLloydShow. And also check out our Facebook page, which is fantastic. Lots of cool pictures, behind-the-scenes pictures, and all kinds of good stuff going on there. So that's the way that we will stay in contact with you and answer all of your questions that are coming in. And you know what, guys? Seminole Bill, they've been doing a great job, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sending in their Twitter questions, and it's fun to respond and get some banter going back and forth. So everybody out there, fantastic job.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and give us some more stuff to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. We love the debate with everybody out there. Now, there's some big news in the sports world. Unfortunately, some of it, you know, the Ray Rice situation, which we're going to talk about in a little while. But also, big news on the Mark Lloyd Show was that Seminole Bill and Eric were going to give us their college football predictions. There are eight teams. Now, I gave you my eight teams a while back because I looked into my crystal ball and I said, you know what? Here's the eight college football teams that will be vying for those four college football playoffs. And the reason I'm starting out with this is because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to get busy and other stuff and not get to it because I have some questions about the college football playoff system. But my eight teams that will be the finalists that will be vying for those four college football playoffs is Florida State, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, UCLA, Oregon, and Oklahoma. So I have three teams. Let me break that down in conference-wise. So I have three teams out of the SEC, one out of the Big Ten, two out of the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is, and then Oklahoma. So we get I'm all over the place, you know. With all the five major conferences, I think, you know, have a say in it. Bill, Seminole Bill, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Mark.
Excellent. What's your eight playoff teams?
Okay, no more waffling here, right?
That's right. No more you should see these guys going back and forth and pulling teams out, doing illegal stuff when it comes to predicting games. None of it's good, yeah, but here we go.
It's only been published once. Here we go.
That's right.
Okay, I've got Florida State, Alabama, Ohio State.
Okay.
Ooh, excuse me. We're mirroring each other a little bit, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Go on.
I've got Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, all right. Me too.
Yep. Got UCLA.
All right.
Georgia.
Oh, you threw Georgia in there.
Georgia, yeah.
Brand new. No Aaron Murray in the house, but they got Gurley running the ball. They have a fifth-year senior quarterback that's waited around. Hudson, whatever his name is. You know, that will be the quarterback for the Bulldogs and a strong defense. Plus, they stole Jeremy Pruitt. We'll see how he does for the Bulldogs.
He's good.
So that's different. Who else?
Actually, I've got, I think I need two others. I believe your big O. I think they're going to
Oregon?
Be Oregon.
Yeah. You got to throw them in there. Yeah.
So, and then last but not least, one our coach kind of bantered with here locally is Baylor. I think they still got some studs out there.
Art Briles and Baylor. Okay, we'll see. You know what? UCF shocked them in the bowl game.
Yeah.
But they had a solid year, and I think that they're a football team, and they have an incredible stadium that is opening up. It's truly – it's amazing. It's really, really cool. All right, Eric, don't be shy. Step up to the plate. Put your words out there so we could either – make fun of you down the road like everybody's going to do, similar to Bill and I, or we're going to praise you. Who's your eight playoff possible teams?
Well, good afternoon, Tallahassee. How you doing today?
Yeah, there we go. Good afternoon to you, too.
Okay, I got number one, FSU, go Seminoles. Number two, Alabama.
All right.
Number three, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Number four, Michigan State.
Michigan State, okay, all right. I like them.
Number five, South Carolina.
South Carolina, nice little mix. You know, new quarterback, but he's been there forever. You know, Dylan Thompson. No Jadeveon Clowney, but they have a solid. They've been having some solid recruiting classes. Maybe it's South Carolina's time. So I like that. Go ahead.
Number six, Stanford.
Stanford, you know, excellent. Fifth, junior quarterback, Kevin Hogan. Very good. Lost a lot of talent on defense, though. Are you a little concerned about that?
Not at all.
Okay.
Man.
All right. But well,
like,
you know what?
Quarterback.
They've been recruiting well. Plus, they probably arguably have the best offensive line in the country. Okay. Go on, Stanford.
Number seven, Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah. You can't help but throw them in there.
And then number eight, USC.
The Trojans. So Steve Sarkisian, in his first year, Cody Kessler, the quarterback, we know that they have talent. The problem with USC, folks, and is the depth. So it's getting tired in that third and fourth quarter where the powerhouses in college football just keep on rolling out the four- and five-star kids, right? Right,
yeah,
Seminole?
That's correct.
Yeah, they just keep on rolling. Depth. But I like that. Now, all those predictions, folks, we'll be up on. We'll throw them out there on Twitter, all of our predictions. Everybody out there, hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, with your predictions for the eight possible playoff teams. And in the future, before the season starts, maybe we're going to have to narrow it down to the top four. And then we're going to have to pick the playoffs, okay? Is that fair?
That's good.
Okay. And plus, they'll be up on Facebook too, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have it up there.
Okay. They'll be up on Facebook as well. Okay. So we're talking about college football playoffs. And, folks, I'm really curious your thoughts on this. We initially say it's awesome that we have a four-team playoff, right? And it's great. But then instantly, we're talking about eight teams being in the playoffs. And it's like, whoa, how about we walk before we run here, folks? Because Seminole Bill, you know, help me out on this, because I'm looking at this and I'm going, cost-wise, this is different. This is different from March Madness.
Yeah.
So cost-wise, picture this. Say you are, okay, you're a Seminole fan. So here we go. Let's say Florida State will be our guinea pig. So you love the travel and go to the game. So the season ends and Florida State's in the ACC championship game.
All right.
So I want to go to that. So you travel to the ACC championship game. Okay, so there's one we could travel. Forget the season that you've already bounced around a little bit. All right, now they're in the first round of the playoffs, right? Florida State is.
Right.
And the first round takes place in either the California and the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl. Okay, so Louisiana or California. So it's in California. So now you have to venture out and fly to California to go to the game. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, they want you to fly back and now go to Texas and go see them in the national championship if they're fortunate enough to be there.
Right.
So you're talking 3 weekends of traveling. Now, here's the difference. March Madness, they're playing every couple days. And guess what? They're filling arenas that are, what, 12, 13, 15,000 until the championship game.
Right.
They're expecting college football fans to pump in 70,000. The Rose Bowl is, what, 100,000 people.
But yeah,
that's a lot of tickets to sell, and asking an awful, as excited and as passionate as we are about college football. I was talking to my brother about this,
yeah,
and I was saying, you know, hey, he goes, well, you know, I'd go to the championship game. There's no way I'm going to an ACC championship. There's no way then I'm flying out to possibly California, Louisiana. And then there's no way the following couple weeks later, I'm flying to Texas to go see that too. By the way, I'm also going to go see them play Oklahoma State at the beginning of the year. So you know what I mean? Like, cost-wise, I'm very curious. Do you see that being a problem?
Yeah, definitely could be, because, you know, it's not the people doing the pro tickets that they're going to budget for that. It's maybe if your guys make it, do you have the money laid up for that? You know?
And what comes into play, too, and I'm hoping that the stadiums are full. I really am, and maybe they will be. But I'm saying that I think that's a legitimate question and concern. in order to fill up these stadiums, because that's asking an awful lot. And on top of that, remember, you don't know if you're going to be in a game, so you're buying your tickets at the last minute.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, you're not going to go ahead and buy a ticket for the ACC championship game, the first round, because you don't even know where you're going. So where do you buy a ticket to?
Yeah.
The road, you know, California, Louisiana, and then you're going to turn around and buy. So you're going to buy four prepaid tickets? You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's
going to be interesting the way they work that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm real curious about that, about how that works out. Hit us up on Twitter and let me know if you would be planning, if your team was lucky enough to go to all those games, would you be footing the bill to travel to, you know, four different away games as the playoffs take place the first year in college football? Stay with us here. We're going to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun talking some numbers here on the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
There are two words that every woman needs to hear from her man, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mark Lloyd Show here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Little Muse action playing right now, huh?
Not bad.
Good stuff right there. Digging the Muse. We just gave our predictions for the college football playoffs. Now, I wanted to have a little fun. And LeBron, oh, by the way, I know what you told me. You said, Mark, don't forget to give a shout-out to all the people that are tweeting in their college football predictions. So, great job, everybody. You're tweeting in your eight final teams to at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. You're also checking out the website at MarkLloydShow.com and our Facebook page. And so, very cool. Great job, everybody. Way to send those in. All right. We all know, and we talked about this on previous shows, not necessarily this, but at least the individual LeBron James. You know, he's going back to Cleveland, right? And it's just great. Anything that he does is just news. It really is. He's wearing the number 23 again. Okay, so he's wearing the number 23 again. And when I heard that, I said, you know, as great as LeBron is, if I hear the number 23, I think of?
Michael.
Yes, I think of Michael Jordan. I don't know how you don't. And I just thought I was curious. I was like, wow, you know, as great as LeBron is, I still think of Michael Jordan. Which then, it just clicked and all these numbers started running through my head, kind of like a Rain Man type thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
My eyes were twitching real fast and my wife thought I was going to have like a seizure or something, but no. I just started thinking of all the different numbers that are synonymous with players. And from my childhood and now as an adult, what numbers resonate with each other? You know, if I say 33, Bill, Seminole Bill, 33, who comes to mind?
Oh, you shouldn't have put me with a 33.
33, first name that comes to mind, Tony Dorsett, Dallas Cowboys.
There you go,
and,
old school.
Okay, but I think the reason I think that is because of the era that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Cowboys were always on TV, you know, America's team. And instantly at 33, I thought of Tony Dorsett. And I wonder if this is going to reflect our age. So, folks, hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. College football predictions, but also give us a number and who it resonates with. I said 33, Tony Dorsett. How about 66?
Now that goes
66 in any sport. Yeah, now we're talking all sports now. Similar.
Right. I mean, you know, you're talking like
I actually think of Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, Lemieux.
And for the
hockey,
Penguins.
Right.
Yes, in hockey. That's what's great is that the numbers transcend and they're so diversified and they branch out into all the different sports. Go ahead.
I mean, the football numbers to me.
Go, give me one.
12 or 32.
Well, 12. But 12. I say 12. Who do you think of?
Well, I mean, you got bukus of 12.
I know, but who? Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Me personally, Bradshaw.
It's kind of, okay, it's Terry Bradshaw.
Now, for you, it might be Staubach.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even a Cowboy fan. You know, I think of Tom Brady now. Because I've kind of grew up in his era.
Right.
You know, the Staubach was before, even though I watched him all the time. And that's kind of weird, though.
But you bump up one number to 13, and there's only one 13.
Only
that comes
one,
to mind.
Dan Marino.
That's right, yeah.
And I wonder if that resonates throughout, you know, the whole country.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or is it a regional? Is it a regional thing?
You know,
if like down south in this part, we think of Dan Marino when we say 13. How about number 8?
Good grief.
I think Troy Aikman.
Yeah,
I think Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's just because of the – all right, here's a good one. Very popular number. Hit us up on Twitter, everybody, at Mark Lloyd Show. If I mention a number 34, who comes to mind? Instantly me, Walter Payton.
Yeah, Payton, of course.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not a regional thing then because I'm from down south. You know, I've been born here and lived in Florida my whole life. But how do I resonate with Walter Payton up in Chicago? You know what I mean?
It's the person that you watched. There's one of those guys you talked about a while back. You got to watch him play. Hey, this guy's going to do something special every time he touches the ball. That type of guy.
How about number 80?
Well, you know, talking about the big boy.
Number 80, do you instantly think of Jerry Rice?
Well, yeah, you talk about San Fran, you're going old school.
Yeah, but I mean, what other, is that the 80 that you think of?
Well, that's
Jerry
my
Rice?
Era. That's my era, yeah, of course. Jerry was a man, you know.
Okay, but you know, it's funny, when you mention Marino with number 13.
Right.
And I have a smile on my face because there's not too many that you mention one number and everybody thinks of the same person. So you mentioned 13, Dan Marino. I mentioned 99, and you think of Wayne Gretzky. In all honesty, is there just like three numbers that nobody met? No, probably four. 42 is Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, that's the man.
I'm trying to think, what was Mickey Mantle? Is that 44?
No, Aaron, 44. That's what comes to my mind when you say 44, but that was, again, I grew
who?
Up with the Braves. Hank. Hammer and Hank Aaron.
Hammer and Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
This is why it's great.
Right.
44, I think of John Riggins.
Oh, yeah.
How does that happen? How do I think of John Riggins?
You like the Redskins,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess so. So it's funny. I think of John Riggins with 44, and you think of Hank Aaron. What a disparity there, right?
That's big, totally different.
Two very good players, but nobody's in Hank's league.
But then you get those numbers that just, I mean –
So I was thinking there's only really four. There's Gretzky, 99.
Yeah.
Nobody else thinks of anything else.
13, Marino.
13, Marino. We said, gosh darn it. Who did we just say?
Well, you had 8 for Aikman.
No. I'm talking about 23, Jordan.
Yeah, 23, Jordan.
23 is Jordan, and then maybe 42, Jackie Robinson.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think anything is synonymous with that number. Those are like the numbers you retire. I think of 68, and that's Jaromir Jagr for the Penguins. I always used to like to watch him play. I couldn't tell you Gordie Howe's. I'm not an old school hockey player. I mean, fan. So I can't go way back with Gordie Howe times or anything like that. But I just found it very, it's when I heard LeBron number 23 and I instantly thought of Michael Jordan, it just came to mind. I said, wow, you know, it's one of those interesting things to think about. And it's cool. It's cool, Seminole Bill, because what you do is, it kind of brings all the fans' generations together.
Yeah.
We're 8 years, 10 years apart, something like that.
That's right.
Yeah. But you could have now a kid nowadays that would say, oh, well, no, number 8 is who? Troy Aikman. Who's that? You know what? Number 8, Steve Young.
Right. Yeah, back in our day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say. When you talk about numbers, especially if it's something more of a common, that's what really gets people going in the number debate because it's where you grew up and who you followed. Like, I mean, how many 12s and how many 32s could you throw out there?
No, you're absolutely right. No, it's true. Okay, so here's number 7. Now, for me, instantly, number 7 is Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because the Redskins were always winning in the 80s when I was growing up, right? But nowadays, somebody says number seven, they might think instantly of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the new generation.
Guy. Yeah. New guy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I guess that's why jersey sales. And I'm trying to think, what is Johnny Manziel's number?
Oh, Lordy. J-Man.
Number seven is also John Elway.
Seven's
and that comes from a guy that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's yeah, he's not a Denver Bronco fan. Seven, mention a Denver Broncos, number 18 is Peyton Manning.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know, you say 18. What about number nine?
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of great nines, but for some reason, I think of Drew Brees.
Yeah,
and true. You know, it's just
it's really cool. Yeah, like I said, I mean, when we were talking just numbers, I mean, 32, man. I mean, how many? I mean, even from all sports,
32. You know, who do you think of?
Well, you got Magic, right?
Holy smokes,
you
that's
think
right.
About that, Magic Johnson. But then you got
Jim Brown
and O.J. Simpson.
And O.J. Simpson, very good.
You know?
What number has the – 12 and 32 probably have the biggest.
Yeah.
12, 32, and 34, I would say, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
yeah.
I would say that, yes. How about that? That's an interesting
and then
one.
Like your brother said before, 23, when we started talking about, you know, Michael or, you know.
Or LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
But, you know, baseball. What you know, in there, 2, 3 in baseball.
Okay, here's a good one. How weird is this? Number six. First thing I think of is Steve Garvey.
Yeah, that's.
And the reason I think of Steve Garvey is because my brother always wore number six because he was a huge fan of Steve Garvey.
Yeah, you know,
he always thought he had big forearms like Garvey, like Pop, and he never did.
We had a problem with that in school because we both like number six if we're not playing football.
Oh, I got you.
So
I got you.
I don't know how we solved that debate in when we were playing ball, but. I guess we have to do rock, paper, scissors. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that was the case. Hit us up on Twitter, folks. When we mention famous sports numbers, what comes to mind? You know, if I mentioned the 32, some of the bills said O.J. Simpson. We said Jim Brown. How about 22?
Oh, guy from our hometown.
There you go. So Emmitt Smith.
That's right, Pensacola.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith. So you say 22, you think of
Emmitt. That's right, Big E.
You know, what was Montana's number 12, right? No. Montana's 16. No,
16, right.
There's another unique one.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know a lot of great number 16s.
But there's 12s at the yin-yang.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was trying to think of who was the other, gosh darn it, who's the other quarter? Oh, well, I'm trying to, the Jets quarter, Joe Namath.
Yeah,
what was Namath? 12?
Joe Willie, yeah, he was a 12.
Was
yeah.
Joe Willie 12?
Bob Greasy, Joe Namath, Roger, the Dodger, Staubach,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Terry Bradshaw. That was 12.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
that
yeah.
Thing.
So that's probably the most out of any of them.
Yeah.
All right, folks, hit us up on Twitter. Tell us the number that, when you mention it, what player comes to mind. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Go to our website, to MarkLloydShow.com. Now, when we come back, there's some controversy with Kevin Love and what he says he's not going to do, and I think it's for good reason, but boy, he's taken a lot of grief for doing, or not playing, I guess I should say. So stay with us here, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93, the home of the Gators and the Jaguars all season long. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681 and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
When you hear the words Mark Lloyd, you only think of one thing. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Home of the Gators and the Jaguars all season long. We come at you each and every Saturday. Thanks for hanging with us. It's a great Saturday. We're talking a little sports here, a little entertainment, all kinds of good stuff. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Visit our website, MarkLloydShow.com. And, of course, Seminole Bill, the Facebook page is always rocking. Am I right?
Yeah, that's the place to be, man. Interactive, automatic, rolling with the flow.
That's why look at Seminole Bill. We play a little Iggy Azalea, Eric, and now he's a rapper.
Yes.
Eric, a man of few words. I love that. All right, before we went to break, still a lot of stuff to get to, but before we went to break, this was an interesting story to me this weekend. It kind of relates to Florida State fans in a way, too, in a roundabout way. All right, Kevin Love, NBA player, for those of you who don't know, is most likely going to be traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers to play with LeBron. So huge money waiting for him. Big contract out there. At the same time, you have Team USA practicing, and they wanted Kevin Love to be on the team and to be practicing with them. Now, Kevin Love said, you know, that's just not going to happen right now. I don't want to. And everybody's all up in arms. Up in arms. Because they're going, whoa, 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 whoa. This isn't like a summer league. Come on, Mr. Love. Kevin, this is for good old USA, Team USA. You have to be there practicing. You know, you're part of the team. And he's like, nah, not really. And, I mean, I get it. If I'm Kevin Love and I have, a $100 million contract waiting for me possibly, why on earth, before I sign that, before I get the rest of my money, because I'm obviously he's rich already by being, but still, before I get that contract, do you really think I'm going to go out there and take a chance that for some fluke I blow out my knee? Do you think Cleveland's still going to trade me? I mean, still going to trade for me and give me that big contract? No. This is where Seminole Bill, I just don't understand the mentality of sports fans sometimes, how people can be upset with the guy for not doing that. I mean, I wouldn't be upset with a guy whether there was a contract there or not, that he's just saying, hey, for self-perseverance, I'm not going to be on the Olympic team. You know what I mean? I get the whole for your country and everything like that. But what I don't think is that sometimes people put it in perspective of the real world. And that's almost like saying, hey, I am an excellent program manager, you know what I mean? Say you're typing all the time and using your eyes and your hands and whatever. And yet, you know, and then they want you to work, you know, on another program over the weekend and everything. You're going to be completely exhausted. And maybe somehow you do something wrong and you can't do your other job on Monday and they let you go. You know, you don't have a job at all. Or there's a possible big payday coming for you and you blow it because you wanted to program something. You know, I mean, you have to put it into perspective the real world. Am I right?
That's very
true. Or am
true.
I off here?
No. And we over here in the USA, we get kind of real guarded with our guys. We want them to do all these things for us. And like you said before, are we selfish sometimes as sports fans? We wanted to represent our country, but we wanted to represent, you know, Dallas Cowboy star. Hey, now he's going to go out here and play an all-star game. Did he get hurt? NBA.
Very good.
Like you said, you know, you're going to play for Team USA. Does he get hurt? If he gets hurt, it's not a big deal maybe to us. It's a huge deal to him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is that we go about our business.
Right.
He's the one that has to sit there and go, man, what did I just do? What? I mean, you know, but we never put it in perspective. And what's a good, I guess a couple of good examples, and then I'll bring it back here to Tallahassee. A good example is, you know, Bo Jackson playing both sports. Another one is, this is not the reason I'm bringing it back to Tallahassee, but Dion.
Yeah.
You know, he got ripped up and down for playing baseball and for the Braves. And for the Falcons, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of criticism out there. Well, what's weird is a lot of criticism. This is where we're all screwed up. There's a lot of criticism out there for him doing it and not necessarily for not doing it. And now we're yelling at Kevin Love for not doing it, where Dion got criticized for doing it. No, it's like you gotta pick your battles here. And here's you being a Seminole fan. Mm-hmm. Were you nervous at all with Famous Jameis playing baseball?
You know, that's what I was just gonna say. We've got people on both sides of that divide. Yes. He's playing for your university. You want him out there playing, man. He's great. Back in the day, you know, when you're not talking about what's coming in the next level, you play all these sports in high school. You're used to that. Not worried about the fatigue, nothing. You just play, you know, year-round.
No, but
then you come to college.
I'm going to ask you point blank now. Jameis is, when he's playing baseball.
Yeah.
All right, you're more of a, you're a Seminole grad and everything, but you're more of a, you'd rather see Florida State win a national championship in football than baseball. You want them both, but at the end of the day, who do you cheer harder for?
Well, guys, I mean, I do. I mean, personally, you know, me.
Yeah, that's true.
I play both sports, too.
I know. Okay.
But, I'm going to cheer harder at football. I want him out on the football
field. Okay, you want him out on the football
field. I wanted Charlie Ward out on the football field.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Okay, so here's my question then. And this, so it's the same Kevin Love situation in a way, but there's no money involved. You know, I know down the road there is. But so for Famous, do you want... Are you not nervous when he's out there playing baseball? And someone happens to his arm. He slides in a second, jams his shoulder.
Sure.
You know, so in a way, being selfish, you're on the opposite side of Kevin Love, and you're saying, you know, I really don't want my star quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner, hopefully going to win back-to-back championships for us. I really don't want him playing baseball because, you know what, it doesn't mean anything to my football team.
Right.
You know, it's great that he's staying in shape, but I'd rather have you stay in shape doing something else as opposed to doing that.
Yep. That's
you know what I mean? It's really weird. It's such a fine line.
It's a paradox,
sometimes.
Man.
Yes.
Catch 22.
Very good.
Way.
Yes. Yes. You're absolutely right. So Kevin Love is getting ripped for not playing for Team USA or practicing with him right now, and I completely disagree with everybody that's criticizing him. Listen, brother, I'm sitting home. I'm exercising. I'm doing something, but I'm sure as heck not. I'm doing everything in my power not to get myself injured before I get that big contract.
It's a fatigue factor, too. Just not, you know, I mean, you're playing more, so your body is more susceptible to injury if you're not conditioned to do that.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So I know that's kind of a serious, that's a different topic. It's a little serious. Let's break it up now, Seminole. And for all you entertainment fans out there, how weird of a combination is this? All right. And I was talking with this with some friends of mine. And somebody said, hey, you know what? Tony Bennett, we all know Tony Bennett, the great singer. He's teaming up with Lady Gaga, one of Eric's favorite artists out there. Just kidding. He just gave me that look like, are you serious? No. So Tony Bennett is teaming up with Lady Gaga. What a weird combination. What a weird combination. But also, it seems like Tony Bennett teams up with people, and it's great combinations. You know what I mean? And I started thinking of some entertainment comment. I was like, I remember when Eminem teamed up with Elton John at the Grammys, I think it was. Remember, it was a big controversy. Yeah. But it was awesome. You know, it was really cool. Which then I started thinking, Seminole, what are some of the, and folks, hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. First of all, hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Would you play if you were Kevin Love? I got to throw that out there. Eric was yelling at me through my earpiece saying, hey, make sure you throw that out there about that question so they can hit us up and get a chance to voice their opinion on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. So hit us up on Twitter, though, when it comes to this also. What are some of the great duets, I guess you could say, or combinations? Two, you got to keep it at two. Got to keep it at two in sports history. You know, we were reeling off numbers and everything, but when I mention a combination in sports, like, it's hard to say one person's name without mentioning the other when you talk about the team. Okay. Yeah. What are some of the great combinations? Wait. Tony Bennett, and also Tony Bennett did something with Amy Winehouse before she passed away, right? And it was great stuff. So there's some great entertainment duos when it comes to singing. That's strange, you know, but
well,
also...
with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly, right?
There you go. Yeah, that's different, right?
That was different.
Country and rap. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a very great song, huge hit. But when it comes to sports, who do you think of? Combination, great duets. Do you think of... Kobe and Shaq.
It's a good one.
Kobe and Shaq. Is that considered great? They did win three championships.
Yes, they did.
That's not bad. Let's stay with the Lakers. Magic and Kareem.
Oh, that was an all-time great one.
There you go. Showtime, baby. Yeah, right, so that's it. And you know what's weird is that when you mention them, you think of Magic and Kareem, not Magic, Kareem, and Worthy. You know what I mean? It truly is a duet. What about, this is kind of a weird one. Let's jump to football. Do you think of Tony Romo and Jason Witten? I don't think maybe outside. I do, just because how what a great combination that's been. But that's not up in that league. Is that off? Am I smoking something?
Yeah, just yeah. Close, but no cigar yet.
It's not Montana the Rice.
No, it's definitely not that, or even Bradshaw the Swan. You know.
Well, but can you say Bradshaw? Now, see, I don't throw that in there.
But I'm a Steeler fan.
No. The reason I say that is because you can't go Bradshaw the Swan. What a Bradshaw the Stalwart.
Well, you had that too.
Yeah, you can.
You're doubles, right. Okay, you got me.
You got to be singular. Yes, absolutely. What about Peyton Manning to Marvin Harrison?
That's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a combination that I always Jordan and Pippen. Jordan and Pippen.
Now, you just threw out Dallas a minute ago. What about your boy Aikman?
You can't.
Yeah, but you don't think so? You don't think he's
two guys? No, you're
Michael
right. No. Aikman to Irvin. You're absolutely right. Very good.
You know, Irvin, you know, you had the three with the running back. But you're absolutely right.
Aikman to Irvin.
And you wonder,
is there certain ones in the making? Is a Drew Brees to Jimmy Graham in the making? If they could do this about three or four more years. Come on. I mean, they put up all kinds of records. I'm trying to think in hockey. It's kind of weird in hockey. And there's not really anything in baseball. You can't really do a combination. There's no pitcher to catcher.
No, because they specialize it too now.
Yeah, exactly.
No one goes the whole way anymore.
No. You're absolutely right. But even then, I just never thought of, you know, I think of Johnny Bench. I don't think of a certain pitcher. I don't think Tom Seaver and Johnny Bench. You know what I mean? I don't think Clayton Kershaw and whoever, you know, it's just kind of a weird. In basketball, you could do it.
Yep.
In hockey, I guess you could kind of do it. I was thinking, you know, Gretzky to Messier when they were in Edmonton, but then it was Gretzky to Curry. You could have a combination of we mentioned earlier, Lemieux and Yager, you know?
Oh, it's going.
But in the NFL, I'm sure there's plenty of them that are out there. Now, you know, what's unique is that Young to Rice and Montana the Rice.
Yeah, so you got both ends.
How rare is that?
That's a triple, brother.
That's a receiver that has spanned a decade with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Pretty amazing right there.
And there's a possibility right now. I know we got to go to break, but a possibility with Peyton Manning. No, this is not. Well, yeah, Peyton Manning to Reggie Wayne was pretty prominent too, but Manning was mainly to Marvin Harrison, but I was thinking Luck possibly to Wayne, but Wayne won't be around long enough. Hit us up on Twitter. What duets or combinations do you think of when you think of a Kobe and a Shaq or Magic in a Kareem or a Jim Kelly to Andre Reed?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one too.
That's cool.
Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter, also MarkLloydShow.com and our Facebook page as well, Mark Lloyd Show. All right, folks, stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show, right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93. A little Rage Against the Machine to get the blood flowing on this Saturday afternoon. Am I right, Seminole?
Hey, man, that moved it along.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for hanging with us, as you do each and every week. We're the home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. We come at you each and every Saturday at 2 o'clock. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. And also visit our website, MarkLloydShow.com. Lots of cool pictures up there. Eric's doing a great job running the show on that, that's for sure. And then our Facebook page. Who runs the Facebook page, Seminole?
we kind of both do.
Is it a duet?
Yeah, it's a duet.
Is it
one of those great duos?
It's one of those great duos.
Yeah.
And what jersey numbers are you guys wearing?
12.
12 for Seminole Bill.
Six.
Six for Eric. How about that? I like both those numbers. All right. Every week, we always throw at least a couple fitness tips with everybody out there, and we always preface it. You see our show logo with the muscles coming out of the football. We're not bodybuilders or anything, but I feel it's my duty to relay a couple fitness tips just to keep you healthy out there. I like to stay healthy. And so, also, I want to know this right now, Seminole Bill. It's about 250, 245, whatever time it is. How many ounces of water have you drank today? Remember, a few weeks ago, we had Austin Idol on, former fantastic wrestler. Now he's in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
He's in fantastic shape. And one of the things he said, the reason he's been able to stay in great shape, and I knew this already, which is awesome. I'm glad I did. Is drink lots of water.
Yep.
He drinks a gallon of water a day. So every week we're going to check up on all three of us about how many ounces of water have you had today so far?
I'm about halfway tilted now.
So you're at 64 ounces?
Yep. I've been blowing through it.
Eric, 64 ounces for Seminole Bill.
64 ounces? Oh my gosh. I got to catch up.
All right. Well, what are you at? I want to know, generic. Are you at 30, 40, 22, 17, 12?
32.
Okay. So you got a ways to go, but you have time. You have time. I'm at 75.
Wow.
So,
there?
I just
took a half sip?
Yes.
What's up with that?
Well, I looked at my bottle because it's the same one, you know, 17 ounces, and you can kind of gauge, you know, how many bottles you've had and what's left in it. So, folks, make sure you're drinking at least a gallon of water every single day. And the other thing is that when it comes to avoid your diet boredom, and I hate using the word diet, but when it comes to try new foods, because when you try new foods all the time, it does keep it from getting boring, and it keeps you from going after the stuff out there that just isn't good for you, the easy to grab, you know, snacks that are just junk. Empty calories is what I like to call it. So try different fruits, try different vegetables. I'm not the biggest. I didn't grow up that way. I didn't grow up that way at all. I was a meat and potato kind of guy, but thank goodness 20 years ago, my wife started introducing me to other stuff. And so, slowly but for surely, over all these years, I've been able to try different fruits and vegetables, and I keep my diet or my foods in a wide variety. I never really get bored, and I'm able to eat healthy every single day.
Yeah, you know, back in the day when you used to visit us up here, you know, there was a real interesting mannerism you had that I think now is probably normal, but it was the pizza deal. You were one to really fiddle around with the pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, well, you remember you wouldn't eat the pizza the way everyone else ate the pizza.
Oh, that's right.
You
that was
used
stupid.
To pick off all the...
I would scrape everything. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? How bizarre is Seminole Bill? I forgot all about
mine
this.
Mine like a steel trap.
And you know what? My daughter takes everything off the pizza, and I never knew
Isn't
why.
Isn't that amazing? See? You know, your brother could
How
not wait
that?
To get the pizza out of the box
yes,
to devour it.
Yes, yes.
He'd burn his mouth because it was so hot.
Yeah, he'd fold it over and eat it as fast as he could like someone's going to steal it.
New York style. That's right.
Yeah. How about that? So that's my Okay, all right. Enough of that. But there's your fitness tip. Not the pizza part of it. Drink lots of water and avoid diet boredom with your trying new foods constantly. Okay, let's talk some NFL. Seminole Bill. A serious topic real quick. We got to get into it. Last week we talked, you know, about Tony Dungy and Michael Samuel. This week, you know, more news.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some Super Bowl contending teams. But first, we have to comment on the Ray Rice situation, especially, you know, having a sports talk show and having a forum to express our opinions on it. I always think it's very important. The 2-game suspension for Ray Rice for the domestic violence and knocking out his fiance at the time, now his wife, it was just completely, you know, a disaster.
Weak.
And yeah, it's extremely weak. I mean, how do you give the guy 2 days, 2 games for that? I mean, are you kidding me? 2 games? Yeah. I mean, it's at least, I would have been happy with whatever they gave him in the sense of if they would have given him 8 games, I would have said fine. They would have given him the whole year, I would have said fine. I mean, you just can't do that. No matter what the excuse is. Oh, she was attacking me. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You walk away, you do whatever, but you don't hit. So there's no violence on women. And for Ray Rice to only get 2 games, which... You know, the NFL, it's all over. That's one thing the NFL doesn't do well, I don't think, is they're all over the place on punishments.
Conduct.
You know, on conduct and punishments. You know, one guy does, Ray Rice, knocks his wife out, he gets two games. Somebody smokes a joint, and he gets two games. Are you kidding me? That's the same thing? Who was it this year? Robert Mathis that was taking a fertility drug because he wanted to have kids with his wife? Or it was some kind of banned substance. He's like, are you kidding me? And it's like, my goodness. We are all over the place. However, by giving Ray Rice the two games, then you set yourself up for all kinds of, now you gave him two games for domestic violence, okay? What are you going to give Hardy out there in Carolina that has all kinds of issues, also, beating up his girlfriend or whatever he did? So now what do you give him? If you give him three games, what do you mean you give him three games? Yeah. You only gave Ray Rice two games. And there's a lot of speculation out there that the reason, how about this, Bill? See, this is what happens when you make an outlandish punishment of two games for what Ray Rice did, is that you open yourself up for people to speculate and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I mean,
you really do.
Yeah.
So right now in the NFL, usually Roger Goodell, judge, jury, hard, lays the hammer down for the most part. But he didn't do it with Ray Rice. It's kind of weird.
It's interesting.
It is. It's kind of weird. So what everybody starts thinking is, guess what? There's one guy in particular that's going to be coming up for punishment soon. Roger Goodell works for the owners in the NFL. Okay.
Right.
Jim Irsay, sooner or later, they're going to have to rule on him for the issues that he has. And hopefully he'll get better with his, the pills and drinking and all that stuff. But he has, he's going to get punished. So what they're thinking is that Goodell went easy now on Ray Rice. So in return, he could go easy on his buddy. Not on his buddy, but on his employer to a point, the owner, Jim Irsay.
Wow.
You see what that does?
You're weaving a real difficult web there, aren't you?
But if you think about it, he drops the hammer on everybody, but now out of the blue, he gives Ray Rice two games. Two games, that's all. And I think that what it does is says, well, I was leaning on him, and maybe everybody will cut me some slack when I'm leaning on Irsay.
Yeah.
Not at all. But that's the problem, is that you open it up for people like me and Seminole Bill and Eric to speculate, and the rest of the media to speculate on, maybe there's something more than that. Why did he only do that? If he would have given him eight games or a year, do you think anybody would have said, hey, you're doing that because you're going to go easy on Jim? No, nobody would think of conspiracy theories or anything. So yeah. I'm just saying, that's the problem with doing stuff like that. And you open yourself up for speculation. Okay, real quick. I know we don't have a lot of time, but let's talk some NFL. We promised we would. We promised we'd talk some NFL, right?
Yep.
Super Bowl contenders. We're going to put them down on paper like we always do. See, folks, we hold ourselves accountable here on the Mark Lloyd Show because, one, we're the ones saying it, and, two, we put them up on our website. We put them up on Facebook, on Twitter and everything, so you could say you guys are idiots or you're geniuses. And believe me, I'll make sure I point it out if I'm a genius. If I'm an idiot, I might have to go the other way. Okay, but we have, the odds from Vegas, and we can see if we agree or disagree with who they think are the favorite to win the upcoming Super Bowl. And then, you know what we'll do? We're going to go over to Vegas, and we'll go over their odds that they gave. And next week, because I'm going to give it a little more thought, next week we'll give our predictions for who our favorites are, and then the following week maybe we'll give our prediction on who we think is going to win the Super Bowl and everything like that. Folks, you can hit us up. You can give us your predictions now, right, Seminole Bill? That's okay.
Yeah, go on.
At Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. Also on our Facebook page, Mark Lloyd Show.
Yep, Mark Lloyd Show.
And visit us at MarkLloydShow.com. Okay, here's Vegas. Here we go. At number eight, the odds-on favorite at number eight is the Colts at 16-1. 16-1. Now, I think the Colts are definitely going to win their division. Andrew Luck cut his interceptions in half from year one to year two. The guy's just a superstar. We've already established that. But do they protect him now? You know what I mean? Do they give him more of an opportunity? So Vegas says the Colts at 16-1, but they're going to definitely win their division. Tied at number seven, basically the same odds, 16-1, Chicago Bears. You know what? They are such a weird team, Seminole.
Yeah.
They just are. It's year two with Trestman, right? Jay Cutler, another year to learn the offense and everything.
Right.
Cutler's this guy, they got it, you love to hate. With his talent, you know, he's great, and then he's not, and he's all over the place. Fantastic wide receivers in Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, right? You got Matt Forte running the football. So it's like they have pieces. The defense still going to be a little shaky, no doubt about that, but they're at 16-1. Do you like them there? Do you think they have any chance?
Man, they're a wishy-washy team.
Yeah, you know, they really are.
They get in streaks. They go along and they thump people for a while, and then they get real soft.
Yeah, so we know their offense will be successful. Can their defense stay in there? And can they stay in the role that you're talking about?
Right.
Okay, here's a team that I like them right now. They're at 14-1. So Vegas has them at 14-1, 6 overall. Okay, 6 best chance to win the Super Bowl, and that's the Saints. Yes, they lost Darren Sproles, but they got out of Oregon State. Brandon Cooks, right? Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver. They have Kenny Stills there. Nice. They also have Jimmy Graham catching the ball. Hopefully now he's happy and everything. You got Drew Brees. The defense with Rob Ryan running the show, right?
Yeah, that'll be bad.
It's going to be solid. So it seems like it boils down to the Saints. Can they play at home? Can they get the playoffs at home? Because when they go on the road, just bad things happen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going out to Seattle or Green Bay. It's tough for them. It's tough for them to win there. Speaking of Green Bay, Vegas has them at 11-1, folks, 5th overall. And I think that they're a team to be reckoned with. If Eddie Lacy can run the ball and help out Aaron Rodgers and with the weapons that he has around them, and now a defense that is getting better and better, Peppers went to the Packers, right?
Yeah, Julius over there, yeah.
Right? Peppers went to... So I just think that they are a team to be reckoned with this year, especially because of Aaron Rodgers. So Vegas has them at 11-1. Here's a team. 4th overall, Vegas has the Patriots at 9-1.
Wow.
9-1. And if I don't think that... And I was pausing there because I was trying to think, but I don't... The Patriots just will refuse to give Brady any kind of weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, who is he? He's throwing to nobody. Gronkowski is back, but you just don't know. The jury's out on him now if he's going to stay healthy. Am I right?
You're right.
You know, the defense is going to get better. I think the defense is going to be solid. They got bashed, banged up last year, but you got Mayo. You got Easley, the rookie out of Florida, the lineup side along Wilfork. So you got a solid defense that's going to play well. It's LeGarrette Blount is out of there, right?
Yep.
So, Brady's going to put up some numbers, but still he has no major weapon to throw to, which is always the same. Okay, I know we're running out of time. Let's get to him, though. 7-1. 7-1 odds. Who? All right, Bill, try to predict the top three now. At 7-1 odds, West Coast, California, Napa Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
San Fran.
San Fran. Kaepernick got the money, leading the charge. The defense is going to be awesome. The offense is absolutely loaded. Because you got to remember, last year, Crabtree was not there the first half. He was rehabilitated, and that really hurt Kaepernick. You got Davis. I know Davis is a little unhappy right now, but he'll come around. You have a plethora of running backs, right? They drafted Carlos Hyde. Is Marcus Lattimore going to be a superstar like he was in college? Maybe he's back, hopefully so. And then also Frank Gore. So they're loaded. Defensive-wise, absolutely loaded. They're a team to be reckoned with. Vegas has, at 13-2, the second overall team, the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I like them actually at 1. The Denver Broncos, if they're ever going to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be this year. I mean, they go out, they get DeMarcus Ware from the Cowboys, Aqib Talib from the Patriots. They're absolutely loaded on offense. I know they lost Decker, but Manning will not miss a beat when it comes to that. So 13-2, second overall is the Denver Broncos. And folks, Vegas has, at the team to beat, kind of tied odds-wise with the Broncos, is the Seattle Seahawks, right? Yeah. Russell Wilson, and no Golden Tate, though. Golden Tate's out of there. But still, loaded on defense, loaded on offense. Marshawn Lynch, contract problems right now, but they still have Christine Michael and also Robert Turbin backing him up. But I think they're going to be just fine. So there's the Vegas odds. Next week, folks, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show, we'll give you our predictions, you know, on who we think will... We'll pick our division winners, and we'll do our division winners, and also we'll do our Super Bowl picks next week. You want two, Bill, or should we just do our division winners?
Let's go division winners. Let's tease a little bit for those
other
picks.
Division winners out there. Folks, hit us up. Who do you think? Do you agree with Vegas on the odds on who's going to win? Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show and also on our Facebook page, Mark Lloyd Show, and our website at MarkLloydShow.com. Oh, a lot of Mark Lloyd Show. Are we getting sick of hearing my name?
No, never.
No? No, we're not?
Nope.
All right, good deal. Well, hey, folks, thanks for hanging with us. Another fantastic show. We always appreciate you tuning in right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM. We're the home of the Gators and the Jags. Similar to Bill, you have a great day. You too, Eric.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, guys, we will talk to you next week right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM. Take care, everybody.